Test 8, Part 2. Now look at Part 2. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number or a date or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to students about plans for a new school library.
I'd like to tell you about our plans for the new library. We all feel that in this digital age, students aren't interested in reading books from a library. They prefer to read a book on a mobile phone or a tablet. For this reason, we want to make reading more exciting by buying more modern books and building a new library. The new library will be beside the cafeteria, so you can buy a coffee or something to eat when you want a break from studying. The old library next to the gym will close on February 28th. For 1 week from that date until March 7th, you will not be able to use either library. On March 15th, and for 2 more days, there will be a sale of old library books in the new library. When the new library opens, students will be able to borrow 4 books a week. If you have any ideas about the new library, please send them by email to this website, www.digibooks.com. That's DIGIBOOKS. Thank you for listening.
Now listen again.
I'd like to tell you about our plans for the new library. We all feel that in this digital age, students aren't interested in reading books from a library. They prefer to read a book on a mobile phone or a tablet. For this reason, we want to make reading more exciting by buying more modern books and building a new library. The new library will be beside the cafeteria, so you can buy a coffee or something to eat when you want a break from studying. The old library next to the gym will close on February 28th. For 1 week from that date until March 7th, you will not be able to use either library. On March 15th, and for 2 more days, there will be a sale of old library books in the new library. When the new library opens, students will be able to borrow 4 books a week. If you have any ideas about the new library, please send them by email to this website, www.digibooks.com. That's DIGIBOOKS. Thank you for listening.
That is the end of Part 2.